Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about why you always need to add domain privacy to your domain. And this was a topic that Tim wanted to bring up and felt like it was important that we covered. So I'm going to lob it over to Tim and then jump back in when I need to.
Yeah. So this came up in one of the Facebook groups that I'm in. Someone posted a picture. I forget what group it was, but they posted a picture of that a client had sent them, basically saying, hey, is this you? Do I owe money? And it was essentially a company that was sending out direct mail, pretending that they were the company that they bought, like website hosting. I think the fake company name was like General Domain Hosting or something like that. And so it was made to be like, my website host, my domain host type of thing. And it basically was like, in order to keep your service connected, you need to, you know, send a check here for $92.44, basically. And right. It was a scam. They wasn't the real company that bought the domain, that hosts the domain. And so the client basically thought that it was the developer that had sent them that and said like, oh, like, I didn't know you had an office here. Like, that's weird. Is this legit? And so, and then other people were chiming in to the thread saying like, oh yeah, I've had clients that have paid that before without realizing it, thinking it was me. And so it all comes down to having domain privacy on your domains as well as your clients. And so, because the way that these companies get the mailing address is from the Whois directory of certain domains. And so if you've ever purchased a domain and not added privacy, and all of a sudden you start getting all this spam, and it comes in all forms. It comes in spam emails, it comes in spam phone calls, comes in spam direct mail. And so it all comes down to having privacy so that it protects that information for you and your clients. And so if you take over a client site, you know, in my opinion, that's kind of your duty to go and see, does their domain have privacy? If not, help them with that. But yeah.
Great episode, Tim. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
I don't know
sorry.
That I have anything to add to it. You know, spam is a big deal. Even if they're not scammers and hackers, you're going to get a bunch of spam. It's, you know, bots are out there, you know, scraping the internet, gathering data and information. They're selling it to whoever, hoping that they can solicit to you and sell products and stuff. So beyond the obvious, hey, you know, what Tim talked about, you just don't want a bunch of spam stuff going into your email box and stuff.
Oh yeah. So. Yeah. One last quick story. I had my CPA, who I also built his website for. He had purchased his domain ahead of time. And then all of a sudden he starts asking me these questions like, do I need SEO? Like blah, blah, blah. And he had been called by, it was a legitimate company trying to sell him SEO services that would just call them out of the blue because of that. And that was, yeah, he was concerned that all of a sudden now we needed to spend thousands of dollars in order to show up in Google.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Add domain privacy. It's a whole whopping $7 to $10 a year, depending on where you register. That's nothing. Your privacy is worth $10 a year. Trust me. Tomorrow we've got another great episode. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.